On Utah's famous Fruitway in the southern end of Box Elder County, some trees are starting to blossom. Lisa Woodyatt and her family have grown cherries here for generations.
My father-in-law, Glenn Woodyatt, has been farming this area for probably 60-plus years.
But that could end in just a few years.
People are selling out as we go on to from generation to generation.
Woodyatt says it's less about money and more about the kind of work it takes.
A lot of dedication, and the younger generations just are not interested in doing that.
And there's pressure from developers.
You know, they just want to buy like a couple of rows on our north side here for buku bucks. But we have to keep saying no.
You're watching the Wasatch Front being pushed up this way, and even Cache Valley pushed over the mountain.
Box Elder County Commissioner Stan Summers likes a term he heard.
We're not really rural. We're not really urban. We're kind of herbals.
Herbals with opportunity. Not only do they have Nucor Steel, Autoliv, and ATK Orbital, Box Elder County is home to Storm Bowling, one of the biggest bowling ball makers in the country.
Yeah, I don't think very many people know that.
But the county is not without its challenges, especially with young people.
I think the thing that I think breaks my heart, and the thing is that we're number one in suicide, you know, in the state per capita.
Summers says they're working on ways to get the message to young people that there is help. Another issue close to Summers' heart, health care.
I hope that they get things right.
His son has a rare incurable disease costing thousands in out-of-pocket medical expenses. He recently spoke about it with the president.
And I told President Trump and Vice President Pence when I was back there, I said, you know, we really need to get Congress on the same plan.
At the Box Elder County Courthouse, a historic clock mechanism now decorates the main lobby. The clock that it used to control in the bell tower is marking new time for the county. That first may have been made famous by a golden spike symbolically connecting the continent back in 1869. Summer says he's invited the president to the event's sesquicentennial in a couple of years. On the road to understanding, Mark Juke, KSL News Radio.